This is a Hot Pie Media original.
Specs is your one-stop shop with thousands of wine, spirits, and beers at everyday lower prices. Shop at a Specs near you or find amazing deals at specsonline.com. Well, the only agenda here is to make you think. Deal with this. Why? Not will. Why? Why will our presidential race look like a Depends commercial? I didn't say will. Why is this happening? And that is a legitimate, I think it's a legitimate question. Why does it look the way it does? Oh, there's a new player. Why does it look like a Depends commercial now? 2022, why is it looking the way it's looking? And I don't know how any of you could say, well, maybe you got a reason. That's why I'm asking the question. What is the reason behind this now? Why this? Why now? Why does it look the way that it does? The average age is going up. Bernard's in. Or says he's not in. Oh, good. Another old person. The average of 81 is going to be held up by Bernie Sanders. I said Bernie Sanders. Bernie just will not stop, will he? He will not go away. Hell, his own party tried to kill him not long ago, and he's coming back for more. He's saying he won't rule out running. And listen, there's a lot to, I'm going to use the word appreciate. There's a lot to appreciate about Bernie Sanders. I agree with him on some things, typically foreign policy issues. I completely disagree with him and his financial policies, but there is something to appreciate with the sincerity and, I would say, tenacity of Bernie Sanders. I'm not denying that. But, you know, there are other people that are not 80 that have some of these same views. So think about it for a second. Forget the ratings of the candidates, okay, which are at an all-time low. Just take a look at this Depends group. Trump v. Joe v. Bernie. Why does it look like that? What happened, or maybe better yet, what is going on to make it look like that? Old people have always voted, but we never have had a pray. Well, we've now going to have two of them. We're just adding another layer of really, really old person, really, really old white guy to the mix here. And I do think it is, I think it's a legitimate question about what could possibly be going on to produce this kind of trifecta. We are a country of two parties, an unhealthy duopoly. I think it's so unhealthy. It is so wrong. It is, it's everything wrong with us, but that's not the point of this. Why does the presidential race look like it's going to look? Donald, Joe, and Bernie. Are they different policy-wise? Yeah, mostly. But there are plenty of others that are different policy-wise. There are plenty of people that could say the same things better than Joe Biden. There are people that could say the same things that aren't Bernie Sanders. Trump, I can't say that. But is it old and male for a reason right now? The Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards is for the best of the best, and ATX Hot Sauce walked away with multiple awards in multiple categories. Honey Bee Hot is my favorite, but you'll find your own. Created in Austin, the ATX mission is simple. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. You'll love their merch too. Order today. Go to atxhotsauce.com. That's atxhotsauce.com. I don't think it's an accident. I mean, you can start dropping names if you want and say, well, they have somewhat similar policies. They're not ancient. They're not independents. I actually think there's something to this. Bernie always runs. And I know somebody would say, well, Jeff, he's always there, man. The dude's been running for 80 years. Yeah. But I just don't think you can look up and see a picture of the three and not come away with, this is us? One dude's a narcissist and dangerously crazy. The other, we don't know if we've heard him speak in a complete sentence in 2 months. And then Bernie is 105 and he's lost every he loses all the time. Why this? Why now? I think it's actually legitimate. If you go back, so Trump's rise, let's look at the three of them. First of all, you've got the two lowest rated presidents of all time who happen to be the two oldest who most likely will be running against each other again. Bernie's numbers are even better than theirs, and they're still pretty low. So even if you do the simple math, you'd wonder, why are the people with the lowest ratings the ones that we're going to try to have in office? And they're 100 years old. So Donald Trump is the outlier. I don't believe he was. Well, yes, he was. He was elected partly because he's old and white. But Donald Trump, his rise wasn't only because he was an old man. It's because he would tell the audience, I'll say F you for you. Donald Trump, the F you candidate, added points for being old and white. Joe Biden's election, I think, is partly, if not largely, because he's old and white. You had to find somebody who wasn't Donald Trump, but you had to find somebody who wasn't Donald Trump who's old and white. Joe, it's yours. You could have easily had, it's like Republicans, you could have easily had Mitt Romney, Chris, I mean, you can go down the list. You wanted an FU guy. I don't think that Trump's old whiteness mattered as much as it does for Joe Biden. But what's weird is, on the heels of Barack Obama being president, it really does make you wonder, is this the pendulum swinging completely the opposite way on purpose? On purpose. Right? Because a lot of the appeal, and I do think we're this superficial. I do think we're this short-sighted. I'm not giving us much credit at all. But a lot of the appeal, or some if you want to say, of Barack Obama was that he did look different than everyone else. That was, he looked younger and better, and oh my, the way he's black. It was different. We've gone just the opposite. Right? And I don't know why. I think part of the reason why Barack Obama won was that he looked so different than John McCain, sounded so different than John McCain. TV, it was a TV election all over again, and being different mattered. And now we're looking up and you're thinking, are you kidding me? It's the same old white guys. What is that? Well, something's to that. I think it's a terrible thing. I think this is not great representation. I'm sorry, with all due respect, this is not a country of 85-year-olds. We're going to be represented by a bunch of 85-year-olds. I think it's intentional, and I think it's wrongly intentional, and I think it's misguided, and I can't believe it's going to happen again. But it is.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.